Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem, continue with Dir Shemishvur and Simin Dalet Siv Ches, Shin number 12, Chav Ches Adar Aleph Toshin, Pei Beis, March 1st, 2022. Once again, chapter 4, Siv Ches, number 8, discussing the halachas Netilas Yadayim, washing one's hands in the morning. And the Mechaber tells us, Netilas Yadayim Shachris, Ein Noitin Al Gabi Karko, Elo L'Soich Kli. Sounds like an obvious statement, but it has to be stated, that one should not be washing his hands in the morning in the water pouring and falling down to the ground, but rather he should be washing the water into a container, into a kli. Explains the Mishnah in Sifkot in Yud Ches, Va'afilo agavi kismin is asur, even on top of twigs or things that will absorb the water is still asur. And they should ruach ra shor aleihem, because the ruach ra is resting on that water, and then on the place where the water has spilled onto. Sifkot Yitzes, therefore you should use a kli. Therefore it's appropriate to place two kelim by your head, one with water and one empty that you can pour the water into after you pour the water on your hands. So I want to point out that there are svarim that talk about the importance of the saying mirashoysov, that you should place the water by your head, because not only is it important to have negelvas or water by your bed lechatchila ideally, but it's not just by your bed, but it's at the head of your bed if it's possible, because this way it'll enable you to remove that impurity, the tumah, from your hands quicker and faster. Let's take a look over here in. And the deer should they bring also, that's actually the next halacha. So I just want to share with you a Shari Tshuva, that the Shari Tshuva over here on top, Sifkot Ches, he says, he brings to the Berki Yosef, Sheminig HaCharedim Al Dvar Hashem, that the custom for those who are concerned to do the will of Hashem in the best way possible, that one should not, it's on the same page, it's on the Shari Tshuva Sifkot Ches, the Shari Tshuva is the Perush right above, the Mishnah Brura right there, and he says that the minig would be that people be careful that after you wash Negelvasser, so like we just explained, you have the water in one cup, and then you have the bowl. So after you wash your hands, the water is in the bowl, not to make brachas in the room where you have that water. Not to shalai likrois, not to say shema, not to say dvarim shebikdusha, olavarech, neger hamayim, shenotu behem shachas, that you washed with the ruach ruah in the room. Now, lamaisa, if you did, the brachas are totally fine, you do not make a new bracha. But there are those who are chorid var Hashem, who were makbir on this. V'chein ha'yinayik ha'goyin moivis adom reino rav chayim abu lafyo. He brings here zechroino levrocha, that this great tzaddik we're talking about here hundreds of years ago, the Shari Tshuva was already 150 years ago, and he's quoting before him, so just important to be aware of this custom that people can try to be careful with. Sif Tes. The waters that one washes his hands in the morning with, it is forbidden to derive benefit from it. Similarly, one should not pour out these waters in the house or in the place or in a place where people pass by, people walk by. Now, what time we say over here is Osele Honus Mehem, so we're approaching Purim, Abolin Toiva, followed by Pesach. What kind of an Isser are we talking about over here? Is this Isser Hano of like Chametz and Pesach? On Chametz and Pesach, if you have a dog, or your neighbor has a dog, or there's a stray dog, and you have Chametz and Pesach, you can't feed those dogs, any of those dogs, whether it's your dog, not your dog, a stray dog, you cannot feed them because you are still getting Hano, you're getting benefit. Is that what we're discussing here? So let's take a look over here in Sifkot and Chaf. Al Kain, Lo Yitneim Lifnei Behemtoi. In other words, like this. Don't give these waters. You have a dog in your house. You have an animal in the barn. Don't feed, don't give these waters to drink from the water of Mayim Achrayim. Don't think, you know what, instead of, the Gemara Yevamos says that, why should you pour out water? It's Gemara Yevamos, why should you pour out water and waste water if someone else could benefit from it? So you say over here, listen, it's a good midah. My animal could benefit from it. Why should I pour it down a drain? So it says, no. It's also lehonis mihem. It's forbidden to derive benefit from it. Wow. Now, explains the Derech HaChayim that this is not an Isser Hana, like we're familiar with, like by Pesach example I gave. It's not an Isser Hana, that type of Asser. It's rather because it's a Sakono Shel Ruach Ra. It's a Sakono of Ruach Ra. That's the concern. That's what we're concerned over here. V'chein kosu be'er aloch le'kamon, so to b'hilchus Shabbos. Let's say on Shabbos, after you wash Negel V'Asser, let's say you had to buy your bed. Are you now permitted to take those waters and pour them out? So why is you say, well, why not? Maybe it's muksa. So the answer is, it's not muksa. It's not considered like it's muksa on Shabbos. Because you're doing this for a purpose, you want to remove this ruach ra. You don't want this ruach ra to be sitting in the room, or you don't want it to get to an animal or anybody else to ingest it. Sifkad nechof aleph b'nei adam. So the Mechaber told us, don't pour out these waters, b'makam sham shel b'nei adam. People walking ki yuchul hinozek al yidei haruach ra. Because once again, a person can get damaged through this ruach ra. V'yishvechei makam madroin oy ba'ofer tichuach. And you should pour it out on a slanty, on a slope, so it pours downward, or an ofer tichuach in like a soft earth, then no one's going to go over there. Nowadays, we don't pour down the soft earth. We, Baruch Hashem, have plumbing. And the custom is as follows. Either one of two things. You'll either pour it down the toilet, you flush the toilet because you don't want the water to sit there, because we have discussed that you don't want to necessarily go over these waters. So a person sits down on the waters in the toilet, it's not ideal. Or you pour it down the drain. If you're pouring it down the drain, it's also encouraged, one's encouraged to also rinse the sink out, or if you have some, you also want to rinse out the Nagelwasser bowl, the washing bowl, you also pour some water on that as well to like wash away that ruach ra. That's the custom
why,
today.
Why can't you?
Yes.
Why in the first part it says not to wash over the ground or on twigs, and now you're saying you can wash over soft ground?
Soft ground absorbs it.
Well, the soft ground is going to absorb it. No one's going to walk over there. The point is, no one's going to walking over there.
Right.
The concern is, I believe, in the other places that people are going to walk in those areas.
Or it lays on the surface.
Or it just stays there. Or as Reb Nachum wants to suggest, it just stays there and it's not being absorbed. So it's just staying around. Perhaps that's the understanding. Okay, let's see further. Sif Yud, Mechaber says on top of the page, Noitel Kli Shel Mayim B'Yad Yimino V'Noisen L'Yad Smoilo Kidei She Yorik Mayim Al Yimino T'chiva. In Sif Yud we're discussing the procedure of actually how to wash. Now I do want to correct something. If I said it on the recording about taking your cup with the two hands together, I'm not sure if I did, so that's not what the Mechaber says. So Mechaber says you pick up the cup with your right hand. Noitel kli shemayim biyad yeminoi, v'noisnoi liad smoyloi, and you place it in your left hand. So you pick up with your right. There's water in it already. Then you put it into the left. Noisnoi liad smoyloi. Why? Why do you want to do this? Kedei shiyorig mayim al yeminoi tchila, because you want to be pouring the water on your right hand first.
Right.
Okay. You want to pour the water on the right hand first. Why do you want to pour the water in your right hand first? Because the right hand represents chesed. The left hand represents din, judgment. Now, you'll say, well, we're learning Mishnah Berurah here. We're learning Shulchan Aruch. We're not learning the Zayar Kaddish. Take a look. Of course, there's nothing wrong if you're holding by learning that. Take a look at the Mishnah Sifkatin Chaf Beis. You take the cup with the right hand and you put it in the left hand. Why? Kedei shiyizgaber yemin shu chesed al smol shu din. Because you want yemin, the right hand, which is chesed, to overpower the left hand, which is din. especially now what's going on in the world, we want to make sure that we can implore Hashem with as much chesed as possible. Now, that being the case, if a person is a lefty, there are halachas by lefty that they do things a little differently. In this regard, the lefty does the same as the righty. Why? Because of the reason that we just explained. That what? That you want the right hand of chesed to overpower the left hand of din. That left represents din. And we don't want din. Okay. That is Sif Yud, Simin Yud rather. Let's try again. Sif Yud, discussing the procedure of how you should take the cup. Now,
but yesterday you said with both hands, so which
finger? Well, so I just corrected myself.
Oh, a few minutes.
That's what I said, right?
That's okay. Right. Okay, so yeah. You do with your right hand.
Listen, if you do with your both hands, you're showing chashivas. Right. You're showing chashivas. It's not a problem.
Right.
Chashivas a mitzvah. Right. Okay, I believe there are those who bring that down. I'm just saying what the Mechaber says here. That's why I corrected myself in regards to what the Mechaber says.
Right.
Now, the Mechaber says in Sefer Aleph, Loi yitol mimish loi notol yodav shachas. One should not take the water from a person who did not wash his hands in the morning yet. Okay? It's an interesting scenario. Maybe it's once again talking about the case of the butler, if one has lots of butler, something like this. Says the Mishra Sivkan Chav Gimel, Loi yitol ritzoloimar, Lushpaich loy al yodov. You don't want somebody, not just to take the water rather, but you don't want to pour the waters on your hand. You don't want to pour the waters on your hand. He's allowed to bring you water, but you don't want to pour the waters if he didn't wash himself yet. If he didn't wash, he should not be pouring the waters on your hand.
He's a non-Jew.
I'm sorry?
If he's a non-Jew, there's no concern. If
he's a non-Jew, he should not be in concern.
Right.
Sivkot Nchav Dalet, Mimishaloi Natal, V'netila La'achila Rishoy. This, in regards to washing one's hands for eating, so let's say a person did not wash his hands yet for eating. He is permitted, or she is permitted, to wash the other person's hands, even though they did not wash their hands for food yet. But we're discussing Shachris. We're discussing Netila Sedaim Shachris for the morning. And we see there are some differences in this halacha. Yeah. Therefore, Rishay Lito Mishaloi Nata Yodav. In that case, for washing for bread, someone can pour the water on someone else's hands, even though they did not wash themselves yet. He says further over here in Sif Yud Beis. The Shaila is like this. The Shaila is, can you pour your hand, put your hands into a container, into a body of water? Let's say you don't have a cup, you don't have a kli. And you rub your hands together to wash your hands. Is this sufficient of a washing? So the first question you'll have to ask me is, well, what kind of washing are you doing? We're discussing a few different types of washing. Washing one category could be for tefillah. Another category could be for ruach ra. So what type of washing are we talking about? So let's take a look here in Sif Yud Beis. If you rub your hands together into a container of water, also loy netila, you have a good netila for what? A good washing for reciting Kriya Shema. And a good washing for reciting, for davening, avaloi leruach ra shalem, but not for the ruach ra that's on your hands. So we see over here like this. We discussed this in the previous pages of the Mishnah earlier, that when it comes to removing the ruach ra, this evil spirit that rests on the hands after a person wakes up in the morning, in order to remove this ruach ra, it has to be specifically three times each. Now, in regards to washing his hands to daven and shema and the like, that he already accomplished. That he washed his hands. Doesn't need three times each. We do three times each for both to accomplish everything together. Says further in the Mechaber, Im shich shich yodav begimul meimois michulofen. You immersed your hands, you rubbed your hands together in three different bodies of water. There's a shiloh as to whether or not that will be sufficient to remove the ruach ra. So we just finished saying that rubbing your hands together in a container is not going to work, not going to help to remove the ruach ra. The mechaber has a shiloh, which he doesn't answer. It's interesting. He poses a question, doesn't answer. And he says, what happens if I take my hands and I immerse them in three different bodies of water? Is that going to be sufficient to remove the ruach ra shalayin? So let's take a look here at the Mishmar Sifkat Nechofei, discussing that immersing your hands into a container will suffice for kriyashma, will help for kriyashma, will help, and now you can dive in as well. But not for ruach ra. V'yuchel levarach al netilos yadayin da'aminim bakiyor v'rochtzu imen avloy b'soychoy. So not only can you immerse your hands, but you can make a bracha. Not only can you put your hands in this water, but you can make a bracha. So you'll ask me, wait a minute, why can I make a bracha? I didn't wash my hands three times each to remove the ruach ra. And the answer is because we do not make a bracha just for the ruach ra. That's not a reason why Chazal instituted to make a bracha. Chazal instituted Machlokes member in Sifkat Aleph, the Rosh and the Rashba. The Rosh says, we always have to go back to Sifkat Aleph of Siman Dalet. The Rosh said, the reason why you wash your hands in the morning is for what?
Davening.
It's for davening, correct. And the Rosh said, because Riach Hadash, because you're a new creation. So that's why Chazal instituted to make a bracha. But not for Ruach Ra. So over here, I wash my hands. So I can make a bracha. That's what the Mishmur is telling us over here. Because it's based and learned out from the parishes we're learning now of the building of the Kiyor, which is discussed more in Bamidbar, about the Kehanim washing their hands and feet by the Kiyor. And it's a matter of washing. I'm going to read the words again over here. It says, V'rochtz mimen avloy b'soichoy. It says, you wash your hands from it. Haba'alma afil b'soichoy. Generally speaking, even inside of it will work. Avol have ruach ro, boy iroy gimu pam dafka. V'shishuch b'li kli, afil mei apam uloy choshev elo echot. Shemiyad nitmu hamayim v'havion kimoy sheifchen. So he explains like this. If you stick your hands and rub them together in this kli, even you do this 100 times, afil mei apam him, it's considered to be one time. Because as soon as you put your hands into that container, you made them tamei. You made the waters tamei. V'shichshuch b'kli afil mei apam him loy choshev elo echot. Shemiyad shenitmu hamayim v'havion kimoy sheifchen. It's like you poured it only one time. It's like you rub your hands together only one time in this water. Now, I want to point out, the person should be just aware of this. I've just finished saying that if you put your hands into a kli, it's considered that you only wash them one time. The person has to be careful in the morning to be cognizant of the fact of not putting your hand inside into the container of the water, the kli, the washing cup, when you wake up in the morning. You're just getting out of bed, your eyes are still closed maybe, and you're looking around, half open maybe. You have to be careful, because once your fingers go into that kli in the morning, you're done with it. You can't use those waters anymore. Now, what are you going to do? You have to go walk to the sink and wash your hands by the sink, because now you're just metame those waters. Mm-hmm. Now, if your hand goes into the waters at night, when you're setting it up, that's not a problem because your hands are on tummy at night. All you did was made your hand wet. But in the morning, your hands are tummy. Okay. It says further, and that's why the Mechaber has a shayla afterwards in regards to different bodies of water. In the first white line, he says in the Dershu edition, not only do you need irui, not only do you need a situation of pouring, v'afilo rechitza sagi. Once again, the lav dafke iru beinon lav ruach ro v'afilo rechitza sagi or the beinon iru mikli al yodav. So, is it that you need the specifically that it's being poured on your hands, or is it that and it's poured from a kli, or is it that you're placing your hands in three different sections of water? That's a shaila that the mechaber has. Because of prima godin del fiza im tachav yodoy benohar shalish pamim by bishalig amuna chala oritz bishalish mekaymes b'cholafim. If a person stuck his hand in three different bodies of rivers, not three different rivers, the same river three times, okay, but I benohar shalish pamim, Or you're in the snow, you wake up, you don't wash negev aser, so you have a bright idea. What's your idea? You stick your hand in the snow, take off your gloves, and put your hands in the snow. So there are two opinions over here. The Prima Gadim says that it's not going to work. We're going to see a different opinion that says it does work. Okay? So the Lefi Zeh, Im tachav yodoy b'sholish palmim ay b'sholig hamunach ala oretz v'sholishom ekoymes mechalafim afilo achi loy mahani rak letfilo v'yuchel avarech al netilos yodoyim. It's not going, it will help for davening, but it will not help to remove the ruach ra. It will help, says the Prima Gadim, for davening, because once again, you wash your hands. And you can even make a brach. But it's a suffix, he says. It's a doubt. Will this be sufficient if you stick your hands in the snow or if you stick your hands three times in the river? Because maybe you need specifically for the water to be poured onto you from a kli, from a container, from a cup. However, you have a lenient approach. Which is the Malbim and the Vush Isrod, on the Achrayim and the side of the Shulchan Aruch, on the bottom of Shulchan Aruch, Pasku de Benar, by a river, Vechein Beshelek, and so too by snow, or may mikvah, and a body of water, Mahani Af Lehavi Ruach Ra. They say it helps to stick your hands into the snow, or into the body of water, to remove the Ruach Ra. Vafilu Ein Behem Abayim Sa. And even if you do not have 40 Sa, it still will help remove the ruach ra. Ayin shem oy v'atzis chayim. The Mishra says, take a look further in the Arutzis Chayim, who elaborates more on this topic. So, just to review before we go further in Sifkan Chavav, we had a shayla. Can a person wash his hands in sticking his hand three times into the river? Can a person stick his hands into the snow to remove the ruach ra? So we said for davening, 100% it works. And you can even make a bracha alon tilos adayim in the morning. However, there's a machloikis as to whether or not it's going to help to remove the ruach ra. And we have over here, the Mishra brings, from the Arutzis Chayim and the Lavush Yisrod, that there's a lenient approach that one can be make alon lenient, if need be, to rely on. And so just to repeat that, so you see over here that this, that you're sticking your hands into the snow, it doesn't say you're doing that three times. Right? So that, for tefillah alone, that would suffice, apparently, from what the Mishra is bringing down over here, from the Arutzis Chayim, even before that, from the Prima Gadim, V'yuchel Levarech Al Natilos Yadayim, that would work. And you have to know, because he lemaisa in the case of... he says, Im tachav yodi b'noi sholish problem al b'shalik hamunach al aretz. The truth is, he does say that you did stick your hands in three times in the snow also, so maybe you should also put three times in the snow before you make the bracha of Al Atiyah Sadayim for the morning. We continue with Sifkan Chavav, where he says like this, Avaloy l'ruach ra shalein, that if you don't wash three times, it's not going to remove the ruach ra that's on their hands. Says the Mishra, Al-Kain yir litol pam shenis min kli afilo achar tefila. So therefore, a person should make sure to wash his hands a second time. Let's say he davened, the whole entire davening. And he never washes hands. You see, I want to take that back. You do see very clearly that you can wash your hands, make a bracha, even if it's not three times, because you're making on tefillas yadayim for shacharis, and you're not washing three times. And after davening, you are going to go back and wash three times. Why? Because you didn't do that beforehand, but you did make a bracha. So how did you make a bracha if you didn't wash three times? Mistami didn't wash three times. So you see over there, you did not wash three times, and you can still make the bracha. And that being the case, when it comes to after davening, you have to still remove the ruach ra. So you ask me a question, why did they remove ruach ra? So there's two reasons I want to share with you. Number one is because you don't want to keep the ruach ra on your hands for no reason. That's number one. Number two is because if you turn back to the previous page, and you'll notice that in Sif Gimel it says that one should not touch any open parts of his body, like we learned yesterday, because it could be mazik, it could damage those parts of his body, his ears, eyes, nose, right, all these open parts of his body. If a person has ruach ra on his hands, so you don't want to touch those open parts of his body, because then it could damage the person. Okay, Sif Yud Gimel. Sif Yud Gimel. Chavis says like this. Im haya neir kol alayla. A person was up a whole entire night. Is neir kol alayla. He's just stopping with sarech litol yodov shachris leispalu lahave ruach ra mi yodov. There's a shayla like this. Shayla is, what brings the need to wash one's hands in the morning? So the shayla is, yishis tabek in sarech litol yodov shachris leispalu lahave ruach ra mi yodov. Is it the night that brings the need to wash one's hands? Or is it the fact that he was sleeping? Well, if he wasn't sleeping, so then maybe he doesn't have to wash his hands. But if it's the night, so then he has to wash his hands either way. What about the bracha? So the Rama says, the yitleim b'loy bracha. The Rama says, in such a case, a person's up all night, you should wash them without a bracha. Okay. Now, in the Mishra Sivkot Nechav Zayin, he says, Kol alaylo. If you slept a little, everyone will agree you have to wash your hands properly in the morning like you regularly do. You slept a little. How much is a little? So we'll see later on. He says here, we'll discuss this more in depth later on. You slept on your bed for shnas keva. How much is shnas keva? How much is a shnas keva? So a shnas keva is a sleep that is kavua. Kavua means set. A set sleep was a discussion in the Paiskim how much time that is. And the amount of time is discussed, we'll say, let's say for an hour, a half an hour for sure, is a shnas keva. Since hands move around, and since a person, he scratches himself in the covered part of his body, he touches himself in the covered part of his body, therefore, he should wash his hands. But if it just sleeps a shnas arai, which we'll discuss once again more in detail how much that is, but we'll say now is less than a half an hour. According to the Rosh, it's as if he didn't sleep at all and he would not have to wash his hands. Sivkot n'chavches. So the case is, once again, the person is up a whole entire night and the shayla is as to whether or not he has to wash his hands. Is it the night that brings the need to wash your hands, or is it the fact that he was sleeping? So the Mechaber says, Yeshistabek im sorech lito yodav shachris lehispalel to davin ulahavir dahainu litfilo yeshisofek im nahatam shalom tiyos v'dayim shachris ka rashba le'el mishtabru sef kan aleph. For tfilo, the shayla is like the rashba, like we mentioned in the rashba and sef kan aleph. Is it for tfilo? Once again, is it like the Rashba? Even though he's not a Briach Hadash, there's a din called Loi Plug. Loi Plug means we don't deviate. We keep the halacha the same across the board. Loi Plug. Plug literally means to separate, to divide. So we say Loi Plug. We don't divide. We don't separate. And we say as follows, that a person has to wash and make a bracha even when he didn't sleep at all. He's up a whole night. That's the first understanding. Maybe the reason like the rush. And therefore, if he was up a whole entire night and he knows he didn't touch, unless he's wearing gloves, like we'll see in the Be'er Lach in a minute, unless he's wearing gloves and he knows his hands are clean, ain't tzarech netilah, so he wouldn't have to wash. Ulavia ruach ra ish gam kein safek. In regards to removing the ruach ra, there's also a safek. In ba'alma hashena goyim ha-ruach ra. Now, what brings the ruach ra? So we're discussing two different topics here. Number one, washing for davening, if you're up all night. Number two, is the ruach ra, if you're up all night. And therefore, even if you're sleeping by day, the ruach ra is on your hands. You have to wash your hands. But if you're up all night, you don't have to wash your hands. Or is it the night that causes the ruach ra? Then the halacha will be around. Because, meaning what? that if it's the night that causes the rach ra, so you have to wash your hands anyway. So that's the suffix that's brought down. He's explaining here the machlokes, the shaila in the mechaber. So the Ramah said that, rather the mechaber said that in Sif Kotun Chavtes. Once again, the Ramah says Vitlim beloy bracha, wash him without a bracha. Rutzalayma, Sholish pa'amim machmas safik, nechem shnei asif machmasa. Wash him three times because you have a safik. Generally speaking, we say it's safik brachas lahakil. You have a doubt of bracha, so you're lenient, and you don't make a bracha. However, the achrayim do not agree. The achrayim do not agree with the Ramandis, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah brings down here in Sif Kotun Lamed. That's why it's very important when a person is learning Mishnah Berurah not just to see the Mechaber and Ramah and turn the page. Oh, that's the halacha. Now, I'm not saying you don't have who to rely on. Well, the Maisa, that's not what the Mishnah Berurah says. He says Yesh Me'achrayim Shecholkim. There are those achrayim who disagree. The Bach, and so too, has brought down the Maisa Rav as well. Not like the Ramah. Maisa Rav is the Gra. Yesh Me'achrayim Shecholkim Al Hachras Ramah. But Zevisoim the Tzarech Levarach, you do have to make a bracha. The Yesh Shem Eskim Emei, and there are those that agree with this approach. Take a look in Shari Tshuva, as well as the Arches Achayim. V'chol Zeh B'lo Yosat Tzracha. Now, everything we discussed until now is talking about a case when the person did not use the basic kisei, did not use the restroom. So, in other words, the person's up a whole entire night and he did not use the restroom. That's the case that hours of Yud Gimel was talking about. Avim also tzrach of kaidim tefilah. A person used the restroom before davening. Haskamas achreinim the bazeh tzarich lito yodav levarach. The haskama, the conclusion, and the agreement of the achreinim is tzarich lito yodav levarach. You have to wash your hands and make a bracha. V'chein nochel lasus lechatchila b'mishneir kol alaylo. A person was up a whole entire night. Could go in b'lal shuas, for example, al shuas yaset tzrachov. She used the restroom, or Yatomai Yashev, the shows of Kulyama Yishayev Lavarech, Yorach Alan Tila Sidayim Ashiyatzar. And then, you're up a whole night. Shuas, you yourself can make the bracha. After you use the restroom, you can make the bracha of Alan Tila Sidayim. You don't have to wait for the one who slept at night. You yourself can make Alan Tila Sidayim. You yourself can make the bracha Ashiyatzar. The same thing could apply in there. Forget about just a once a year situation. Let's say you have physicians who have a night shift, and they're up a whole entire night. Right? You have doctors up a whole entire night. So now the question is, what do they do in the morning? So that's exactly what we're saying over here. So they themselves, after they use the restroom, which is the best approach over here, then you make the bracha al tina sedayim, then you make the bracha of asher yotzai. We did this mention that there's a bar halacha that says, let's say you sleep with gloves on. Now, why would a person sleep with gloves on? Just a practical situation. Sometimes people have rough skin or an issue with their skin, and they put on a certain moisturizer before they go to sleep, and they put on a certain type of glove on top of this. In this way, it'll help heal their skin. If they don't put the glove on, when they're sleeping at night, it's going to be rubbed off with the blankets and the sheets. So that person did not touch any makom metunef. So the Be'er Lacha says, so according to the Rosh, you wouldn't have to make a new bracha, because according to the Rosh, you would not have to make a new bracha because your hands are clean. Your hands are clean. You only wash because of the ruach ra, the impurity, but you don't make a bracha because, like we said a few times, that we don't make a bracha when there's ruach ra. However, even if you slept with gloves on, we're learning now that if you use the Beis HaKisei, you still would make a brach al tefil sedayim. And I just wanted to point out that if people are listening to the recordings and you have questions, please reach out to me, and I hope to help and assist with your questions. Thank you.